If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. Modest, think about it, in caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I've won some awards for my boxing writer. So supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you have a different perspective. You're not a writer. Straight up, let me know how you feel about the sport of boxing. Got an opinion? You want to drop something? Here's your toll-free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the more popular guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text me here in the studio? The text number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, the fight is on. I'll talk about the tax day fight, April 15th, 2023. We don't know exactly where it will be. They're talking about Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm talking about Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis. Of course, they're two unbeaten lightweights, rivals. They talked a lot of smack. We'll see what happens. Of course, there were some rematch clauses involved and who had the rights to the rematch, this and that. But bottom line is, whoever wins the fight sort of calls the shots for the rematch. That's just the way it goes. That's been boxing for like 150 years. So why would it be any different? Al Haymon, that's what's up. Anyway, you know, he's always throwing a wrench into something, right? He is. Is he good or is he bad? I'm sort of split on Al Haymon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and a thousand other internet platforms. Bottom line is, we'll say happy birthday to Larry Merchant on the other side of this break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Larry Merchant, 92 years old yesterday.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What better foursome to bring in the birthday year than the Beatles, of course. Happy birthday to the godfather of HBO. I'll talk about Mr. Larry Merchant. Happy birthday, sir. How you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling 92 going on 93.
Well, I mean, that's an accomplishment. That's an accomplishment. And you're still with us? You're still lucid? I know you're still physically doing your thing outside of getting run over by a bicycle recently, but you're active. That's cool.
Well, I try to be, and it's not a hard try for me. Somehow it was built into the situation, and I've always, I don't know, unconsciously or consciously try to be active and to try to eat well.
Okay, how did a kid of Ukrainian parents from the Bronx end up at the University of Oklahoma?
Well, I was born in the Bronx, and I lived in the Washington Heights section of Manhattan, and then when I was 10 years old, we moved to Brooklyn. I went to high school, Lafayette High School, played football for two or three seasons. I can't even remember.
You remember getting your bell rung, though. You told me one time that you realized that the damaged football players take, you had your bell rung one time, and you realized, wow, I was buzzed. That was crazy. And you remember that?
Yeah. It was on a punt, and he was flying at me, and I was flying at him, and we both wound up a little dazed. When I got up, I felt it in the back of my neck, and when we got up, and I saw him scrambling to get to the sideline, I thought, okay, I won that battle.
Yeah, well,
the highlight of my high school career, we were the first undefeated team Lafayette ever had. We had a star tailback who went on to glory in the Ivy League in Cornell, and everybody was a blocking back for him.
Godfather, how's the godmama?
She's been good. We went actually celebrated my birthday a day in advance because of a restaurant we wanted to get into.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't on the weekend. And then last night, I went to the engagement party of Mark Kriegel.
Okay.
That was my actual birthday night.
Okay.
And today we got the game, and then a few days later, Valentine's Day, and then my daughter has a birthday next weekend.
Wow.
So,
you know, talk about birthdays, though. No birthday could probably equal, as far as professionally was concerned, the birthday in 1990, the meltdown in Tokyo. I'm talking about Mike Tyson getting knocked out by Buster Douglas. I'll never forget those words from Jim Napoli. Mike Tyson has been knocked out. It was like the most, wow, that was sort of HBO boxing right there.
Yeah, that was a great call by Jim. You didn't have to embellish it. Mike Tyson has been knocked out. It shook up the sports world. And everybody sort of remembers where they were when that happened. I was in Tokyo. And it was February 11th, my birthday,
yeah,
in Tokyo. And then I got on a plane and I came back to Los Angeles. And it was still February 11th because... so it goes.
You know, James Buster Douglas, the anniversary, of course, the day of your birthday and this and that, but without a doubt, that I don't think boxing has ever had a day that really shook the boxing world in the last 35 or 40 years like that day did. Has there been anything that came close to that, shaking the boxing world? Maybe Hagler Hearns?
Listen, there were a lot of great fights. Hagler Hearns, certainly. And some of Ray Leonard's fights, yeah, and so on. And Oscar De La Hoya had some super fights. But at that moment, the world turned upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And I recall saying before the fight that we had never seen a fighter jog toward the ring when he was going to fight Mike Tyson. And something had happened. He knew that he had the precise plan that all the brainstormers in boxing had said would be the plan.
You know what John Johnson, his manager, told me? That basically he was scared to death. And that's what sort of motivated him to get in the shape that he was in. I mean, forget his mother dying. They said he was actually afraid that Mike Tyson might hurt him. They got in the best shape of their life, thinking all throughout training camp, this guy's a killer. I mean, it's a good way to get motivated. Well, Mike Tyson obviously getting knocked out that night and then coming back and winning the title later and going to jail and all kinds of stuff. Of course, his life is a fairy tale. But when you look back at the years of HBO, all the years of HBO, April 15th, 1985, that Hagler-Hearns fight, that sort of stands out as far as boxing fans are concerned. You understand why?
Of course. It was 8 minutes of fury and hell and spectacular fans fight.
I was sitting elevator ringside. That was the night you and I met, April 15, 1985. Yeah, that was
taxi. You keep track of those things. I don't.
I know you don't, but it was a big day for me. It's always a big day anytime I get to see or talk to you. Anyway, bottom line is Ray Leonard, of course, still looking good. Ray Leonard's still looking good. Mike Tyson still has sort of rebounded as far as his personal life is concerned. He hasn't been in the headlines except for slapping that guy on the airplane. Hey, that guy, did you see that thing on the airplane where the guy was poking at the drunk guy was kept poking at Mike Tyson from the seat behind? You see that, Larry?
I think I have. Yes.
Yeah, you know, I would have got. I think you might have got up and taken a poke at the guy too. I mean, because he just kept it up and kept it up. Now, April 15, 2023, it's going to be two undefeated lightweights going at it somewhere in Las Vegas. We'll talk about Ryan Garcia, of course, the kid from Victorville, California. That's in the central part of California on the coast. And, of course, the kid from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm talking about Gervonta Davis. Is this as big a fight as I want it to be, or am I just making this bigger than it is?
Well, I think as far as boxing buffs are concerned, it's a big, big fight. Whether it transcends boxing world to the big world out there, that's another story.
Godfather, this fight really has a chance because of the fact, the reason why I say that is that Ryan's got all those non-boxing fans, you hear what I'm saying? And that if he could expose boxing on a high level, entertaining level to an additional like 1 or 2 million people, that's another 1 or 2 million boxing fans we might have down the road.
Well, I stand corrected then.
I mean, I think he's about a 3-1 underdog, 2.5-1 underdog going. You think that's right? Tank Davis, a 2-1 favorite?
Yes.
Okay. Well, outside of that, I'm going to wish you a very good, wonderful Sunday, a happy birthday. May yesterday, today, tomorrow, and every day beyond be all special and birthday-like for you, Godfather.
Thank you, Pedro. You've been a real pal.
I miss you. Hopefully you can come on next week after your birthday. Can you do that?
After my birthday?
Well, I mean next week.
Hey, I do have another life for 51 more weeks, I hope.
All right. Much love. I'll talk to you next week.
So long.
The Godfather, the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame, Larry Merchant. Class, integrity, honesty, and more.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My daughter too, she's no bargain either. My daughter, you kidding? Well, she's been picked up so many times she's starting to grow handles.
My man, Rodney Dangerfield. Got to see him once in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. What a show he put on that night, no doubt about that. Talking about a show, Oshaki Foster. Who's that? He shocked the boxing world last night. I think he did anyway. Of course, Oshaki Foster, now the WBC 130-pound champion, defeating Ray Vargas. Of course, Vargas coming in undefeated. And I told Boxing's PAC Socrates Palmer, I was of the opinion that Ray Vargas wasn't much at all. And, of course, he showed it last night because he didn't come up with much as far as an offense was concerned. Maybe in the middle of rounds he won a couple of rounds. But the bottom line is the scores were pretty right. 119-109, that means 11 rounds to 1. Tim Cheatham, 117-111. And David Sutherland, 116-112, or 8-4 in rounds, all scored for Foster, who claimed the vacant WBC junior lightweight title. Of course, that was given up by, that was the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. That was on Showtime last night. Of course, that was that fight came about because of the fact that Shakur Stevenson, of course, he now the 135-pound rage, or is he? Bottom line is he's moving up to 135 pounds. He decided he was giving up the 130-pound belt, but Foster, now 20-2, had lost a split decision and a decision earlier in his career, like back around 2015. But, you know, I got to give this guy props because Oshaki Foster, nobody was talking about Oshaki Foster being a big shot, being a champion. They said, well, you know, he's just, Vargas is having a voluntary defense here, a mandatory, he ain't going to be much. Well, Foster rolled over him. Okay, Vargas wasn't much. Bottom line is a two-division champion. I wish him all the best as far as his retirement is concerned because he's hit the zenith. There's no doubt about it. As far as a crescendo is concerned, I don't think that Ray Vargas is coming back and winning any titles. Just my opinion, no doubt about that. Not the biggest week in the world of boxing, of course, but there has been some things happening. As I said, the Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis fight appears set now for April 15th. Steven Espinosa, the vice president of sports of Showtime Sports, he said the fight is on. I think that if there's a rematch, that Oscar De La Hoya's camp has got rights to the rematch or something like that. Well, they've worked out the rematch clause. There was a rematch clause involved. In other words, whoever won the rematch, I thought, usually promotes the fight. But I think they're going back and forth and they're negotiating. Remember, there's a new player in town. He's not really a new player. He's been around a long time, but he has a different work ethic. I'm talking about Al Haymon. Al Haymon throws things in, throws wrenches and things happen. And I'm not, as I said earlier, I'm 50-50 as to whether he's good or not for boxing. Speaking of Shakur Stevenson, not too happy with his next upcoming fight. He's taking on Ashura Shoshino, a Japanese fighter, of course. I think he's got 19 wins or something like that. But, you know, he hasn't fought too many people. And, of course, the WBC is ranking him up there. Of course, you know, these Japanese fighters, they come along and they fight in their mandatory defenses and they usually just fade away. I mean, the only exception to the rule is the fighter of the year. I'm talking about Nenoa Inoue. Of course, moving up from 118 pounds, the champion at 118, had all the belts, now moving up to 122 pounds. Guess what? The guys at 122 and 126 are not afraid of him. They're just not. I mean, I'd be afraid of him. I would. I mean, pound for pound, not too many fighters better than Inoue. I mean, it's just not too many fighters better. And as far as Stephen Fulton's concerned, of course, that's the guy that he'll be fighting at 122 pounds. Inoue will probably take place maybe in April or May in Tokyo, Japan, in front of a sold out, without a doubt. They could put that fight anywhere in Japan and sell it out, much like Tyson and Douglas back in 1990. Of course, that was a fight at the Tokyo Dome. And I stayed in the hotel next door to the Tokyo Dome. The Tokyo Dome was like a dive. When I went there, it was like I got some janitor to let me in to take a look at this place where you know, Buster Douglas slew Mike Tyson back in 1990. And it was like, it was a dingy place. It was a divey place. Anyway, the hotel next door, that was sort of cool. I can't remember the name of the hotel, but I remember Don King had this sushi party. And I don't eat sushi. I don't eat raw fish at all, man. I don't. Anyway, all these guys were eating that raw fish. I wouldn't do it. I ate off the food cart outside. Anyway, bottom line is Don King paid $500 for all of us, $500 a person for like 40 people. He paid like 20 grand for this big party, this and that. Right? I don't eat sushi. Anyway, Don got pissed off. What can I say? Hey, speaking of Don King, 91 years old, still doing his thing. Of course, he is the guy that's sort of been relegated to promoting bums. I mean, the greatest promoter in the history of boxing, in the minds of some. I'm not going to say everybody, but in the minds of some. Of course, he's now promoting bums. I mean, I can't say no more. That thing that he put on a couple weeks ago, it's just, I don't even want to mention it. It was just so bad. And, you know, this is a guy that had a hand in the Mike Tyson fights and the Julio Cesar Chavez fights. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Holy few. I mean, you know, he was there. Don King was there. And now, I don't know what motivates him to want to continue, because I really don't see there's no future in it for him. It really isn't. Just an embarrassing card after embarrassing card. He has some guy named Rob Guidry, who won the fight, who won a fight against Bermaine Stiverne. Stiverne was a former WBC heavyweight title holder. I don't know how he ever grabbed that title. Don't ask me how he did it. Must have been some political shenanigans, because the bottom line is he couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. Of course, he showed up about 75 pounds overweight, and the other guy, Guidry, he was naturally about 75 pounds overweight. So we had two fat guys in the ring, okay? The slimmer guy, the two guys won. Doesn't say too much about Don King in a heavyweight boxing card. He put that on pay-per-view. I think he wanted $19.95 at DonKing.com. Please, give me a break, Don, man. You were the king of pay-per-view. Just let it go. Bottom line is, Don King's done. Stick a fork in him. Devin Haney, the world lightweight champion, undefeated lad, of course, out of San Francisco, California, going to take on Vasyl Lomachenko. I don't think they've got an actual site yet, but I think they're going to do this April or May. But the bottom line is, Lomachenko's lost a step. Of course, he was an outstanding amateur, went like 300 amateur fights. The one amateur loss, I think he avenged or something like that. Something like that. The bottom line is, he had an outstanding amateur run. But he trained for 300 amateur fights, meaning you've got to burn out at some point in time. I think he's like 14-2 now. Of course, lost that second or third fight of his pro career to Orlando Salido in a 12-round fight when Salido came in like 25 pounds overweight. Yeah, Salido just bullied him around the ring. Anyway, he thought he was going to be like a walk in the park. No, welcome to the professional ranks. Anyway, Lomachenko about to get, I think, outboxed significantly, I mean dominantly, by Devin Haney. I'm not a big Devin Haney fan, but Devin Haney is a big lightweight. He struggles to make 135 pounds. I think he could be moving to 140 pounds. Of course, at 140 pounds, you have Josh Taylor, and Josh Taylor is supposed to take on Jack Catterall. It's supposed to be an all-battle of the UK. But, of course, Josh Taylor has found more ways to avoid Jack Catterall than you can imagine. Catterall kicked a snot at him in their last fight in 2022. He's beat him like a girl, like a rag doll. Just bam, bam, slapped him all over the place. And guess what? He didn't get the call. So they're going to do this again, and they keep postponing and postponing and postponing and postponing. And in the meantime, it looks like Josh is trying to get out of the fight with Catterall and move into a bigger money fight with Teofimo Lopez. Of course, Lopez, the former lightweight champion. The takeover is over. It's done. I mean, he is. I mean, stick a fork at Teofimo. His father, he helped that along. But I'm serious. I mean, he just peaked out a little too early. He was a good fighter, not a great fighter. He was a good fighter, had nice skills, had a nice game, talked a good game, beat some good guys up, and then he loses to George Kambosos? Come on, man. How the hell you lose to George Kambosos? George Kambosos is just the most basic fighter of all time. I mean, the basic jab, right hand, and hook. That's all he had, because he showed that in the two Devin Haney fights. He should have been arrested for lacking boxing skills. He should have. I mean, George Kambosos, he didn't get close enough to Devin Haney to, like, wave at him, let alone hit him. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Devin Haney is a class above Teofimo Lopez and, obviously, George Kambosos in the two fights. But at 135, he struggles to make the weight. So people say, will it be the weight that kills him against Lomachenko? I don't think so. These guys are doing this weight thing a whole lot different than I did. I mean, I used to sit in the sauna sometimes when I messed around in training. If I did it right, if I did training right, my weight came down. It was off. I peeled it off the whole 9 yards. But if I played around just a little bit, you know, like a little, like some soda, extra soda one day, or some extra water in this thing, because yeah, everything was monitored. What went in and what went out, believe me, it was monitored, measured. But if I did that, I paid a price for it. I just didn't. And of course, a couple of times there, I was stuck in saunas. Remember that one time I was stuck in the sauna? Lady said to me, I went to the scale and the scale was wrong. I went to the fights and the scale was wrong, and they didn't have the fight scale right. So I jumped on the scale and they said, oh, you're 4 pounds over. I went, 4 pounds? I was thinking maybe I was a pound over. 4 pounds? So I go to this place called the Grand Central Hot Tubs, and I'm in the sauna sweating. And I go back, and then they're looking at me real funny. You know, the officials are looking at me real funny, the amateur officials. And I go, what's up? And Jack Campbell said to me, you were at weight. So what do you mean I was at weight? He goes, you were at weight. And what do you mean I was at weight? Well, the scale was 4 pounds off. So, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. So I went out and, like, sweat off 2.5 or 3. But the bottom line is the scale was off, and that day was a monster. Of course, I beat Dennis Crabtree that night, I think, for my third Golden Glove Championship. That was my first Open Championship. Open Championships are when you fight the upper echelon of amateur boxing. The novice and the special senior and the junior classes, of course, those are 2-minute rounds. When you step up to 3-minute rounds, it is the open class, no doubt about that. Pound for pound. There is no pound for pound fighter right now going on. Of course, Errol Spence talks a lot of smack. Kid out of Dallas, Texas, got thrown out of that car a couple years ago at 115 miles an hour. I don't think he'll ever be the same. Of course, him and Terrence Crawford, I don't know. I don't know if they. I don't. I mean, the fans want to see that, but let's be honest, man. These guys would be like geezers at Caesar. They'll be so old by the time they fight. One guy's 35. Crawford's 35. Spence is 32. That's like 67 years old. When Tommy Hearns and Ray Leonard fought in that epic welterweight bout back in September of 1981, they were 25 and 23. In other words, they were young stars, studs at the top of their game. These guys are like past their peak and going down the other side of the hill. But pound for pound, there is no pound for pound fighter. Of course, 140 pounds now, people are talking about Regis Progress. Even though he lost to Josh Taylor, I couldn't figure that one out. I mean, Progress I thought was a better fighter than Taylor, but yet he went across the pond and he lost in England, so in the UK. So, you know, fighting in other guys' hometowns, it didn't bother me. It was easier. It was easier for me to fight some guy in San Jose or fight some guy in Turlock. And the Turlock thing was terrible. But Modesto, through people, places like that, it was easier because people weren't hounding me for tickets. They weren't calling me on the phone. This and that. You know, that was sort of cool. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Because before fights, man, I was a nutcase. I was a head case. My mother, her and my trainer, Chris Gomez, were our emotional counselors. I was working full time with the SFPD at the time. And of course, trying to put on this amateur career. I wanted to win a gold medal. I really wanted to win a gold medal. I thought that I was good enough to go to the Olympics, of course, and I wasn't. But the bottom line is I placed number 13 in 1984. It shows you how old I am. 1984, because back in that day, I want to wish a happy birthday to Mario L'Esperance. Of course, he was the 106-pound champion of the United States at one point in time, 1984. He got robbed in the Olympic trials in 1984, came back in 1988. Of course, it was 4 years too late, and he lost in 1988. Of course, he wasted those 4 years in the amateurs. But his father, Skip L'Esperance, Mario L'Esperance, Mario had a birthday last week. Want to wish him happy birthday. Of course, he was probably the best amateur pound for pound in the San Francisco area, of course, until the son of God came along. Talk about Andre Ward, undefeated light heavyweight champion, super middleweight champion. Of course, man, say what you want about Andre, but you can't say nothing negative about his boxing abilities or his, his anti. Listen, outside the ring, he's just as clean as he is inside the ring. I mean, he'll throw an elbow now and then, but the bottom line is, he's a good kid. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandido. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get
about Andy Ruiz, of course. Andy Ruiz, the former Mexican heavyweight champion, at one point Mexican-American heavyweight champion at one point in time. When he beat Joshua, of course, he came back and failed miserably against Joshua. Of course, Joshua lost to a fat man. Then he lost. Then he got beat by an obese man. I mean, Andy Ruiz, of course, came in like 35 or 40 pounds heavier than what he was in the past. Of course, Ortiz coming off that 12-round win over Luis Ortiz a few months ago. But the bottom line is, you know, time to stick a fork in Andy Ruiz. Unless he wants to step up and really get in shape, I'm not. Listen, the Mexican fans aren't with him. They're not with him. They darn. I talk to, you know, the Mexican fans when I go to places like the Mission District, and we talk about boxing, you know, in the old days. And then when they talk about news, they're not mentioning Andy Ruiz. Of course, they're mentioning the man Canelo, pound for pound king. Not anymore. Of course, the man that was the super middleweight champion of the world, undisputed at one point in time. Of course, I think he's got a couple of belts now at 168 pounds. He wants to fight John Ryder. Who's John Ryder? John Ryder couldn't lick a snap if you wet his tongue. I kid you not. He's not that good of a fighter. He's from the UK. I mean, people say, oh, Pedro, you're knocking those UK fighters again. Come on, man. I'm just being real. I mean, I just am. I mean, I don't think Mr. Ryder is going to be much of a challenge for Mr. Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Canelo Alvarez is coming back with some minor surgery on one of his arms and his elbow, something like that. But the bottom line is Canelo's done. Stick a fork in him. We saw how soft and how pudgy he looked in that last fight with Triple G. I mean, come on. We can't just see it. Can't you just see it? So there is no pound-for-pound king. As far as the best Mexican fighter in the world was concerned, I thought it was Emmanuel Navarrete until last week. I mean, he got dropped Liam Wilson came to fight. There's no doubt about it. And he dropped him that one time, but he didn't take advantage of that. When you're the opponent, I say this time and time and time and time and time and time again. When you're the opponent, the odds are against you. Nobody's pulling for you. Everybody's thinking you're going to lose. So if you drop the guy and you hurt him, guess what? You better make him pay, because if you don't, you can end up losing. That's just the way it is. You don't let guys off the hook. Wilson let Valenzuela off the hook. Of course, Navarrete off the hook. Of course, Navarrete now the 130-pound champion of the WBO. He had a 126-pound title before. He's not moving up to 135. Said he had weight woes getting to 130 this time. But the bottom line is he's not the most disciplined guy in the world. He used to be. He used to be. But guess what? When you get money and you're in Mexico, when you're a star, boxing and money, it just doesn't mix. What I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, when before Roberto Duran had any money, he was the hungriest guy in the world. Once you gave him some money, not so hungry anymore. It's just the way it is. That's what they're fighting for, the money, the prestige. Once they get that, it's toward the time to kick back. So who is the best fighter, pound for pound, in the world? Let's talk about that fight. There really isn't. I think Juan and Francisco Estrada, the 115-pound champion, he deserves to be up there, no doubt about that. But as far as the rest of the 100, maybe one of the Charlo brothers, I don't know, 154, of course, 154, Charlo Jamel. There's Jamal at 160. Jamal is injured at the point in time. Of course, he hasn't fought in a while. They don't know when he's coming back as far as his future is concerned, but I've never been impressed with him. He's the better of the two. Jamel is a 154-pounder. He lost one to Tony Harrison, came back and beat him in the rematch. And, of course, Jamal is the 160-pounder that hasn't fought anybody. He hasn't even stepped up and fought Anthony in the other room yet. He just hasn't. And people say to me, oh, man, you're too tough on that guy. I'm not too tough on him, man. People, if they'd have been real tough on this guy, he'd have fought somebody like David Benavidez a long time ago. Speaking of David Benavidez, of course, the undefeated lad, was he like 23 knockouts, 28 wins, something like that. But the bottom line is, pound for pound, I think he might be the guy. Ooh, how can I say that? He's not really. Yeah, I do. I really feel that way. I mean, pound for pound, he's the best Mexican-American fighter in the world without a doubt. I mean, he's tall, he's rangy. Nobody's as tall as him. The only one that can challenge David Benavidez right now, besides David Benavidez, of course, he's had some problems in the past with a little cocaine and, you know, a little lack of dedication, missed weight on one involuntary defense. He said a voluntary defense of the WBC title. At one point in time, he was the WBC 168-pound champion, but he failed to make the weight. That kind of good stuff, had some issues. You know, the bottom line is he had distractions. He's not distracted anymore, and I think undistracted, he's the most menacing fighter in the world of boxing right now. He would scare me. If I had a guy I was going to fight him, it's like me fighting Zach Padilla back in the 80s. I looked at the Zach Padilla film. There was no way I was beating Zach. Zach threw 158 punches in 182nd round, and he hit hard. How do you beat a guy like that? And he's got a good chin. How do you beat a guy like that? Sometimes you just can't beat guys. And I think pound for pound right now, there is no real champion. There isn't. I mean, come on. As far as the head, maybe Tyson Fury. Maybe Tyson Fury. Of course, the undefeated world heavyweight champion with that one draw against Deontay Wilder. What's Wilder going to do? Wilder, of course, talks a good game. He's must-watch TV because he's knocking people out all the time. So Deontay Wilder still want to watch. You still want to watch him, but, you know, where and when? Against who? Oleg Usyk going to take on Tyson Fury, the aforementioned Tyson Fury. Of course, Usyk and Tyson Fury have a money questions. There's all kinds of money. Evidently, the Arabs are putting all the money in Saudi Arabia, Dubai, something like that. But the bottom line is they're throwing unbelievable amounts of money at these guys. And, you know, they can't come to an agreement with all that money on the table. Give me a break. Upset of the week, without a doubt. No, the upset of the past 3 or 4 months had to be Oshaki Foster last night. Oshaki Foster shocking Ray Vargas. Not shocking me, but shocking Ray Vargas. As I said, Juana Fasco Estrada, pound for pound, one of the better fighters, of course. Nanoa Inoue, I would say he's pound for pound up there without a doubt. Of course, undefeated, but stepping up to 122. And Stephen Fulton is no bum. He's just no bum. As far as 175 pounds concerned, we have a controversy there. We have Artur Bitabev, 19-0, 19 knockouts. Not the prettiest fighter in the world, pretty ugly. He fights ugly. There's no doubt about it. He has no Sugar Ray Leonard in him, no Muhammad Ali in him. He's just rugged, okay? Dmitry Bivol, you remember him, the undefeated lad, of course, that beat Canelo Alvarez with his 20 fights, of course, last year. Of course, Bivol wants to fight Bitabev. Bitabev wants to fight Bivol. But, of course, in the middle is this fight with Canelo Alvarez, a rematch supposed to take place in possibly September or October, or September most likely, in Las Vegas or in Texas. But the bottom line is Dmitry Bivol, he wants to fight Artur Bitabev for the 175-pound title, for 175-pound greatness. But will the money of the Canelo Alvarez, will that rule? Will it rule? Because, you know, money talks, without a doubt. Money talks. Straight up, the 126-pound champion of the women's division of Kong Bout, Amanda Serrano, is going to step up and fight Lori Taylor. Lori Taylor, of course, this fight's going to take place in Dublin, Ireland. It's a rematch. Of course, Serrano got screwed the first time over there. I think it was in England that first time. No, it wasn't in the Garden. I think it was in England. Anyway, but the bottom line is, the second fight they're going to have in Dublin, Ireland. I don't know if I want to fight Lori Taylor in Dublin, Ireland, because Lori Taylor is a nice girl. There's no doubt about it. I mean, she's a nice girl, but she didn't win that last fight. She just didn't. I mean, she's undefeated. Taylor's 36 years old. Amanda Serrano's 34 years old. Amanda Serrano's seen a lot of miles. There's a lot of miles on her body. I mean, I looked at her that last fight. She looked like a worn fighter. Yes, she still has skills, but that's because the talent pool is not that deep. In the world of women's boxing, there's not like a whole lot of good women's fighters. That's why she's able to move from 126 back to 135. And, of course, going to beat Lori Taylor, I think, in a rematch. Unless she's worn. You know, she could be worn. Lori Taylor now 22-0, only 6 KOs. Of course, she overcame that that fifth round. I mean, she was in serious. She was all kinds of trouble. But those fighters, those judges had it. I couldn't believe those judges, man. The twin judge had it 96-94. This judge had a 97-93, and one judge had a 96-93, and it all went for Taylor. I just couldn't understand that. I really don't. Of course, the bottom line is at the end of the day, Lori Taylor is a decent fighter, but she's not a great fighter as far as pound-for-pound women are concerned. There is no real queen. I think the pound-for-pound titles as far as women boxing and male boxing right now is sort of both vacant. I mean, there's no stars that's really wanting to step up, and that's what's happening in boxing. You know, Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, said that 2022 was a bit of a waste. And I said to him, huh, you really think so? He goes, come on, man, it was a bit of a waste. I said, why is that? He goes, because we didn't get any super fights. And he's got a point there. We didn't get any super fights. Of course, the super fights are rare, and you know, this don't happen because of the fact that nobody wants to put it on the line. none of Al Heyman's guys want to put it on the line. They don't. I mean, they want to fight each other. And look, the Charlo brother, the Charlo, the 160-pound Charlo is a classic example of that. I mean, he's wanted to fight nobody. He never wanted to step up. So David Benavidez this, David Benavidez that. He went. Benavidez made all kinds of moves to go after him, and it wasn't happening. It just wasn't happening. He couldn't get the fight to happen, okay, because the Charlo didn't want it to happen. Of course, the Charlo brothers, the best thing about the Charlo brothers, I think, is their mother. Her mother's a great inspiration ringside. You know, when you see a woman screaming and doing her thing and you see her, the emotion in her heart. My mother didn't scream ringside. My mother didn't sit ringside. My mother watched one fight and I got lost. And then she never watched another fight again. And I had like 40 fights after that. And she never watched another fight after. I kid you not. It was like my 11th or 12th fight. My 8th fight. I lost. And she never watched my fight again. I said, Mom, what's up? She goes, I can't handle it. It's too nervous for me. It's too nerve-wracking. So she would get my robe and go out and got in the dressing room or go out in the lobby and smoke cigarettes. I kid you not. So that's what she'd do. When she heard the bell or the fight was over, she would come back in. But she couldn't handle that. Bottom line is, pound for pound, she was my queen without a doubt. Of course, last week, Serrano beat Erica Cruz. Of course, Erica Cruz coming to us from from Mexico. She was a rough customer. I mean, just mean. Just so cold mean, okay? And she tried and tried and tried and tried. She came in with a 15-1 record, but she lost. No punching power. 3 KOs. Girls can't punch because of the fact that, you know, they're asked to duplicate exactly what men do. Well, men are stronger, men are faster, men have more physical mass, that kind of good stuff. I go on and on and on and on. All right, so what I'm trying to tell you is, why would you put an 8-ounce glove on a 122-pound woman when she should probably be wearing a pound-for-pound lighter glove? I think the glove should be for each weight class, probably should be a little bit different. Like one weight, one glove, maybe to 126 pounds, another glove to like 154 pounds, another glove maybe to heavyweight. Just to break it down 3 times, because I think the gloves, as far as these smaller weight fighters, they need to be breaking down a little bit more and make them a little bit lighter. Now, guys will get hurt a little bit more. No, they won't, because listen, it's the accumulative effect of punching that really hurts guys. If they get drilled once and get knocked down, that usually isn't as bad as like taking a beating like a bongo drum. Ba ba boom boom ba ba boom boom ba. You don't want to do that. You really don't. Derek James gonna fight Anthony Joshua. Okay, is he? Nah. Derek James doesn't believe Anthony Joshua's got it inside of him. Of course, Joshua 24-3 now, 22 KOs, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Not a guy that I'm real impressed with. I was at first. Remember, I was blowing him left and right. I just was. I mean, I really was. I thought he was gonna be the second coming of like Muhammad Ali. He was graceful. He was fast. He could punch a little bit. I mean, he had it all. Although the only negative against him was the fact he had a late start in boxing. But he won the 2012 Olympic gold medal, and you don't win a gold medal being a bum usually, okay? But Joshua, 24-3, of course, lost the 2 fights to Oleg Usyk, lost the 1 fight to the aforementioned Andy Ruiz. Of course, we don't really know if he's a real player. We really don't know if he's a player because all he's around for is the money. He admitted that last week. He said, listen, I'm around for the paydays. That's all about. It's all about the money for me, okay? Like, how much money can you make, Anthony? And the bottom line is, eventually, that's not a good attitude to have in boxing, because you know what happens? You end up getting hurt. If you don't dedicate yourself 100%, 200% to this game, you get hurt. You just do. Anthony Joshua, of course, had his issues in the past and is mainly a mental focus. He's not mentally focused. He's not a fighter per se. I think he's a basketball player. He's a football player. That type of an athlete. He's not a fighter per se. They are totally different perspectives. You look at things totally from a totally different perspective than you would a football player or a basketball player. You're winning a game. You're not winning a game here. Boxing is about wills. That's right. You're trying to impose your will and break down the other guy's will at the same time. When you can do that, you do that both at the same time, you want to fight, no doubt about that. Let's hit it to a break just a little bit early. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Anthony Salibal running the board today. Back, Anthony, my champ. More Ring Talk after the bell.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis,
do you own an annuity, either fixed rate?
I just go with it. We're having technical problems here in the Sports Byline Studios. No big surprise there, but my man Anthony is freaking out on the other side of the glass. Don't freak out, Anthony. It's a Sports Byline equipment, that's all. But the bottom line is John Kennedy was to tell us that the bottom line is we all live in one world. We drink the same water. We breathe the same air. We are all mortal. That's basically what he was talking about. Of course, John Kennedy died November 22nd, 1963. When elements of the United States government decided he had to go. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two. It wasn't Derek. Derek James was the trainer talking smack about Anthony Joshua. Jermaine Franklin is going to be the guy that's going to take on Anthony Joshua. It's going to be April the 1st, April Fool's Day. In the UK, it'll be O2 Arena, the Q2. Bottom line is, I think Anthony Joshua is going to get beat because Jermaine Franklin has only lost one fight, and that was a majority decision to Dillian White. And I thought he beat Dillian White handily. I just thought he did. I thought that was a bit of like a ripoff. So anyway, Jermaine Franklin and Anthony Joshua going to hook it up. That'll be on DAZN. Of course, Joshua is one of those DAZN fighters. Speaking of DAZN, it's $19.99 now. They didn't tell me the price went up. They didn't. I thought it was like $12 or something like that. It was, they were locked you into some $12 rate or something. First it was like $8. It was like, you know, but the bottom line is it's up to $19.99 now. That's more than Netflix, I think, and HBO and people, places like that. So they're really getting out of hand. What they're inviting is people to steal more. When you jack the price up, people steal more. I mean, what can I say? It's just the way it is. I mean, you make it unaffordable, and that's what they're doing. They're like they're trying their best to gouge every nickel and dime out of the sports fan. It's just not working, okay? It's just not working, at least in my mind. Anyway, hour number two, we'll bring in Colin Seymour. Colin Seymour, of course, is an award-winning journalist from the Bay Area. Of course, he's written for the San Jose Mercury News, the Chronicle, all kinds of different publications. But the bottom line is we'll talk a little football with him and boxing. Boxing is his forte, without a doubt. Of course, that's Colin Seymour coming up in hour number two after the bias and racist news. And they, without a doubt, there's some racist stuff, some biased stuff. I just can't believe the crap they get away with putting that on the air. But the bottom line is, it is what it is. I think it's a free news broadcast. Of course, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Cable Radio Network. I just keep going and going and going. We're on so many different platforms. It's unbelievable. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after that biased news.
And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. Another major milestone in Turkey. More than 22,000 confirmed earthquake deaths. Correspondent Gabe Gutierrez is there. He says even so,
there have still been rescues happening more than 100 hours after this earthquake. Even still, the window of opportunity to rescue some of these people that may be trapped inside, that is quickly closing.
Logistical problems continue to impede rescue crews along with blocked roads. Along with the dead, the number of injured in Turkey and Syria, now more than 80,000. President Biden is hosting Brazil's new president today on the agenda with Luiz Lula da Silva, climate change and extremism. And as for the president's plans for 2024, he says,
I feel good about where we are. I feel good about the way things are. And I feel good about the reception I get.
He tells Telemundo he made the right decision to wait before shooting down that Chinese spy balloon.
I said I wanted to shot down as soon as possible. And they were worried about the damage that could be done even in a big state like Montana. This thing was gigantic. What happened if it came down and hit a school?
A year after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, Gallup's new survey says 69% of us around the USA are not satisfied with the nation's abortion laws. But that's from both sides of the issue. 46% favor more moderate laws. 15% want tighter restrictions. Another COVID-inspired mandate expires today. The requirement that people working for the city of New York be vaccinated. That resulted in a 96% vaccination rate, but about 1,700 workers were fired. More of us are feeling better about the economy. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment number is slightly higher for the third straight month. And the price of crude oil has jumped by more than 2% on world market trading today after Russia said it will cut production by about 5% a day. That's around 500,000 barrels. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a shout-out to Uncle Rick. You know him. He shows up at the family reunion in a muscle shirt without muscles, stealing noses off the kids' faces. He brings a nugget of wisdom, too, like staying at Motel 6. They have clean, comfortable rooms where he can kick off his flip-flops and great low rates, which is handy since he's always saving up for a speedboat or something. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you, Rick.
As we count down to Super Bowl Sunday, it's good to know we can count on the USA supply of chicken wings.
1.45 billion buffalo wings will be consumed over the Super Bowl weekend. That's about 2% more than last year.
The Texas Farm Bureau's Gary Joyner also says last year's spike in wing prices is long gone.
Wholesale and retail wing prices are down almost double digits from a year ago.
And while the Bills did not make the big game, the city's signature buffalo wings remain the overwhelming fan favorite. The NFL's been busy in Phoenix handing out various honors. The NFL Man of the Year is Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. At last night's ceremony, Prescott said it was his mother who inspired him.
When your mom gets diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and she's given months to live and she's given you that news and she tells you, hey, all greats have a story. Allow me to be your great. Allow me to be your story. That's what this award means to me.
Also honored, Patrick Mahomes, the season MVP, the Giants' Brian Daboll Coach of the Year, Seattle's Geno Smith, the Comeback Player of the Year. And when the game is over on Sunday, how will you feel on Monday? The Workforce Institute estimates about 17 million of us will call in sick. That pencils out to a loss of productivity of nearly $4 billion. Another survey says nearly 80% of us believe the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC. The World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports bylaws studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning writer. So, supposedly, allegedly, I should know a little bit about boxing, but the average fan, you know more. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour just for you. You ready? 1-800-878-7529. The listener line, the live listener line, 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free no-commitment text line. That number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Of course, we're talking heavyweight boxing this hour. Of course, the heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury. We'll talk about that to an extent. Canelo Alvarez against Artur Bitaev, the aforementioned light heavyweight champion I mentioned in hour number one. Talking about doing that fight, you got to be kidding me. You want to get Canelo killed? I mean, I'll take that back. Bitaev is somewhat limited in the way he does things, his skills and that kind of stuff. But as far as power is concerned, I think eventually Bitaev would catch up to you and knock you out. So Bitaev is not the fight I would want to take if I was Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Canelo wants to do a rematch with Dmitry Bivol, who beat him the first time quite handily, but they want to do it again. That's going to be in September. Of course, Canelo's going to take on a guy by the name of John Ryder, who has about as much chance as Anthony in the other room of beating Canelo Alvarez. I kid you not, it's going to take place in London, I think, or in Mexico City, one of the two. Probably Mexico City. That'll take place May of this year. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Walking out as the number one contender for the TNA Heavyweight Champion are pretty much nil as long as Eli Drake is in the Bound for Gold match, and that's not an insult. That is just a fact of life.
The guy's changed his name. He's got something else now. He's with the WWE, but I miss him. Eli Drake was quite a kayfabe guy back in the day. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's not kayfabe, it's the UFC, of course, MMA. Wow, hardcore MMA, of course. Last night, the RAC Arena, 15,000 people, actually 14,124 paid a $4 million gate with $4,086,687.70. That was the total gate, right? So what do you think the fighters got paid? Well, I mean, come on, let's be honest. Let's talk about the results first. Islam Makhachev, the lightweight champion, of course, Khabib Nurmagomedov, whatever his name, Khabib, of course, the former lightweight champion, is his coach. He is a current lightweight champion. He beat Alexander Volkanovski by a unanimous nod last night, 48-47. That's three rounds of two, and 49-46, of four rounds to one. Of course, that was in a USC title fight at 155 pounds. Volkanovski is the 145-pound champion, so he moved up 10 pounds in weight. But they both made, they were supposed to both make, I thought, $1 million. We'll get to the paydays in just a minute. Jair Rodriguez defeated Josh Emmett with a submission. That was a triangle choke in the second round. Outside of that, there are no other names on this entire card. I kid you not, no other names on this entire card. That's how hurting he is. That's how hurting Dana is for personalities and fighters. So Islam, the champion, made $100,000. He won $100,000. He got $100,000. No, he made $500,000. He got $100,000 for the win bonus. Okay, his sponsorship money is worth $42,000. Okay, the bottom line is his total payout allegedly with a share of the pay per view is going to be $1.1 million. Yeah, I'll see that when I believe it. I'll believe that when I see it. Volkanovski got a $500,000 purse. Evidently, his purse will be close to $1.1 million as well. Yair Rodriguez made $270,000. Josh Emmett made $95,000. Another guy made $107,000. Another guy made $165,000. Blah blah blah. I'm going down. One guy made $49,000. One guy made $27,000. The lowest paid fighter on the card, I think he made $16,000. That was Don Shantis. So he made $16,000. At the end of the night, that's not a whole lot of money. It's just not. When you have a $4 million gate, but that's what a pimp Dana White is. I keep trying to tell you, man, this guy should be, he should be arrested for impersonating a promoter. That's not a promoter. I mean, most promoters, I understand, promoters smile at you, and, you know, and they take advantage of you to a certain extent because they have their own agenda. I understand that kind of good stuff. But Dana, There's no challenging Dana. There's no calling him. He is the final voice no matter what. It just is. Unless you want to take him to court. You want to get tied up in court. I think there's guys like Kung Lee and guys like Kyle Kingsbury have been tied up in court with Dana White for better than 5 or 6 years. So why, you know, I mean, a long battle, you're going to win it. Who knows? But at the end of the day, Dana White is the pimp of pimps. A $4 million gate. Not counting the money they made on pay-per-view. Remember? They made money on pay-per-view. So they got a $4.5 million gate. I don't think this payday, I don't have all the numbers with me, but you can't count that. That's not going to total $4.4 million. So Dana made money on the gate. He made money on the pay-per-view, and the fighters don't make anything. And guess what? You know, the CTE factor, I talked about this before. Of course, CTE, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Ooh, I say it almost, I almost had it there. Encephalopathy. There we go. Anyway, the bottom line is it's common in boxers. It's common in football players. It's common in MMA players. But the bottom line is it's more common in the NFL and MMA than it is in boxing. Now, I thought boxing was dangerous. It is dangerous, of course. But when they rate the CTE type of thing and rate the risks as far as the Canadian Medical Association was concerned, they said that CTE is 200% more likely if you're an NFL player than it is if you're a boxer, and 300% more likely if you're an MMA player, an MMA fighter, than you are a boxer. That's pretty crazy. I thought boxing was like the ultimate in danger. As far as somebody asked me yesterday, you know, would you let your kid box? I don't know if you see, letting is something, parents don't let their kids box. My mother didn't let me box. She didn't. She found out afterwards. She found out, she found out like five or six fights into it. I was doing these little smokers at the boys' club in San Francisco, and she found out by some guy that she used to have a drink with after work. I kid you not. He goes, yeah, I heard you give up. What? You know, that way you had that black eye one time. What? Anyway, that's how she sort of found out about my boxing career. She came home one day and sort of like, have you been boxing? And I'm going, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you do. She called me out because she thought it was too dangerous, okay? So that's why after I lost that first fight and she saw I got tired, she became my running coach. She didn't want to see her son get hurt. And she figured if I ran my ass into the ground, that'd be in the best shape of my life. And, of course, the chances of getting hurt severely are, you know, reduced if you're in good shape. There's no doubt about it. But Mom had my best interests in mind. Joe Joyce and Zell Zhang, of course, the Chinese heavyweight, they're going to duke it out. Tyson Fury may challenge the winner, but I'm not too big on Joe Joyce. I talked about this before. Joe Joyce is like 36 years old. He's got a lot of knockouts. He's undefeated, less than 20 fights, so 16-0, something like that. But the bottom line is he's robotic, and he makes Vladimir Klitschko look like Muhammad Ali as far as fluidity is concerned. So I'm not big on Joe Joyce whatsoever. As far as the upcoming heavyweights are concerned, I think it's an open book right now. It's an open book. Tyson Fury's at the top, but then again, he's got to slip at some point in time. But if he slips, at 6'9", if he slips, will he lose? I mean, 6'9", he's bigger than everyone. Remember, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And he's like so much bigger than all these other guys. And when some guys do come in
around his size, like 6'5 or 6'6, I think he'd be able to crush him. I think he'll be able to crush him. I really do. I think Tyson Fury crushes Anthony Joshua. I think he crushes anybody in the heavyweight division right now. Somebody shot me a text. Jake Paul, Tommy Fury. I mentioned Tyson Fury. Of course, Tommy Fury, I believe, is the brother of Tyson Fury, the heavyweight champion. Tommy can't fight much. Tommy's fought guys that are like 0-100 and 0-90 and 15-100 and stuff like that. He's really fought a lot of inferior fighters. I think he's only fought one guy with a winning record, and he went six rounds with that guy. So more power to him. He can go six rounds. But Jake Paul is a little bit of a – he's got his act together. He just does. I mean, he got the basics down. 1, 2, 3. Jab, right hand, left hook. He's got that down. He's got decent defense, pretty tight defense. So he doesn't have to be Pernell Whitaker in order to succeed. I just don't think so. And I think at this point in time, with the attraction that he is, he's got all these YouTube followers and TikTok and all that kind of crazy stuff, much like Ryan Garcia. Of course, that's what Ryan's going to bring to that Javante Davis fight. He's going to bring a couple million to TikTokers or YouTubers or Instagrammers, that kind of good stuff. He will bring them. He will bring them. The chicks will come out to watch Ryan Garcia April 15th. Okay, whether they come to see him at the arena or they tune into him on pay-per-view, however they're going to distribute this, I have no idea. I think it'll be on DAZN pay-per-view or Showtime pay-per-view, something like that. But the bottom line is, it is a pay-per-view fight. And it is a fight worthy of pay-per-view. I mean, it is. I mean, fights have to be worthy of pay-per-view. I mean, some fights just aren't pay-per-view quality, and yet they put them on pay-per-view. I don't get it. I mean, they had a fight card last night. I think it was from the UK, and they wanted to charge you $20 for it, and I never heard any of these bumps. I didn't. They don't even have it in the results of BoxingScene.com. That's how obscure the fight was, but they wanted to charge $20 for it. Of course, the company that donated their money to Terrence Crawford, of course, I talked about that earlier. Of course, they were supposed to give him $20 million for that last title defense. Remember that? You knew something was wrong when he was bitching about the $10 million he didn't get yet. In other words, he got $10 million in advance, which is $10 million probably more. No, probably about $9 million more than Crawford's worth. Crawford's a $1 million fighter, but it's not worth a whole lot more. He hasn't done anything. He's beat a whole lot of guys. The best guy he ever beat was Yuri Gamboa. He's beat a whole lot of guys like Anthony and me and people like, you know, Scott Cuddy, people like that. You need to beat real guys. He just hasn't yet. Speaking of real guys, the real guy, I think, I'm going to go back to it. I mentioned hour number one. It's the undefeated David Benavidez going to take on Caleb Plant. Caleb Plant and him are going to hook it up on pay-per-view. I think this is a great fight. It would be a great fight to go to. It would be a great fight to watch. This will be a fight. This guy's a bit of a... He's a nutcase. I'm talking about David Benavidez because of the fact he's realized that he screwed himself out of the opportunity to shine a lot sooner than he had. In other words, had he not had the cocaine issue, had he made weight a couple years ago when he didn't make weight, he would still be in like the thick of things at 168 where he is. But Canelo's still the guy at 168. And Canelo says he'll never fight another Mexican. What kind of crap is that? Is that like almost being racist? I mean, you don't fight black guys either. Canelo don't fight black guys. I mean, think about it. He could have fought Charlo. Like, him and Charlo, they could have got it on. They could have, okay? Charlo doesn't want to step up, and Canelo doesn't want to fight black guys. That's the way I think it is. I think it's a simple case of that. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I mentioned earlier, of course, Amanda Serrano, winner last week over Erica Cruz. But the overall residual effects from professional boxing, they're starting to show on her. I mentioned this time and time again. But the bottom line is... one punch too many sometimes. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Next up, Colin Seymour.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Some guy with a bra. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. Five. He slides at the one, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why?
Super Bowl Sunday. And don't forget, Super Bowl is two different words, two separate words. The reason why I bring that up, of course, is we are joined by award-winning writer and journalist, of course, journalist extraordinaire. The man's written for everybody. He's a journalistic prostitute to an extent. I'm talking about Colin Seymour. How are you, Colin?
Well, boy, after that hype, I don't know how I can possibly live up to it, and I hope nobody investigates some of those claims.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, man. How's life treating you?
Well, thank you. It's not bad. I'm older now, because I'm older than you are, so you know I'm old. And I am pretty much retired from the journalism biz.
You know, I haven't written I gave up the website about 8 or 10 years ago. I just sort of like, I wasn't thrilled with writing for on the internet anymore. And of course, you know, I was a hard copy type of guy. I wrote for the Tribune on occasion, wrote for the Examiner and the Progress, people like that, and of course magazines. But I'm just a hard copy guy type of guy, and somehow the transition didn't work for me. Does that make sense?
Well, it didn't really work for me, because the only online writing I really did was on Examiner.com, the boxing blog I had from about 2008 to 2015 or so. And that was hard going and unfair and equitable, and I can name a million things about that experience. And not that many of them were good, but the actual boxing interplay was good. It kind of got me back in boxing, as they say. You know how you boxing people say you're in boxing? It's like even if you're a writer, you're part of the fraternity. There aren't many sports like that.
Good way to put it. Colin Seymour is our guest, of course. Colin, you wrote a story on me back in 1990. Was it 1992 or 3?
I think it was 92. So I was just thinking about that we've known each other for 30 years now.
Man, at least 30 years. Bottom line is it's been a long time. Of course, those were back in the KM. I think I had just jumped the ship at KMBR. I think I told KMBR.
Well, you were at KMBR then, and that's why I wrote about you. Something really interesting on KMBR here, folks, that's a little out of the way compared to the stuff I usually write about. This boxing guy is very interesting, and you need to catch a show.
I think the program director called me off the wall.
Well, off the wall was a a little feature we had in the Mercury News Sports section on page 2. We were always trying to figure out how we could adapt the LA Times page 2 concept for our purposes, and we never really accomplished it that well. But I was probably the best person at doing this little thing called Off the Wall, all these tiny little items in this small space about weird stuff going on in sports. So,
okay, speaking of weird stuff, no, it isn't weird, the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 2023 is going to go down today. Who's going to win and why?
I like the Eagles. I don't like the Eagles. I'm rooting for the Chiefs, but I think the Eagles will win. There's just, every time I saw the Eagles in the first half of the season when they were at full strength and Jalen Hurts was at full strength, I thought, boy, this is the one team that just looks powerful. My God. And I never felt that way about the Chiefs, but the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, and I think he's the best quarterback I've ever seen. So I wouldn't be shocked if they won, and I have a lot of background in Kansas City, and a lot of stuff has happened to me there. So I'm rooting for the Chiefs, but I would pick the Eagles. I feel like they're, you know, I think they could win by a lot.
Okay.
If it's a close game, maybe the Chiefs were worth the pick. I don't know about the 1.5-point line on that game, though.
1.5 points, you're looking for the Eagles to roll. But I'll ask you a question. Is Brock Purdy going to play football again?
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. It's just that it's going to take a while. And, you know, it's not like he's dependent on throwing, you know, 60-yard bombs or throwing 40-yard passes on a line or anything like that. A lot of what's good about Brock Purdy is that he's got the right head for what he's doing. And I think for Kyle Shanahan's system, that's probably more important.
So is he going to undergo Tommy John surgery?
No.
No?
I don't know all the details of this, but it's something a little less complicated than that. That they think they can, I don't know the name of the surgery, but they think he can be ready in 6 months. If you have Tommy John surgery, you're out for more like a year and 6 months.
Well, I tell you what, I had a dislocated shoulder, not just a rotator cuff that was damaged. It took me a lot. I mean, the doctor says that we can do surgery on it. No. It took like a year to heal on its own, even with therapy. So as I'm getting older, things are starting to crack.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah.
So who's the best fighter in the world, Colin Seymour, right now?
Whoever wins the Terrence Crawford Errol Spence fight. If they have a fight.
The 30, you're going to be the 35 and 33, the 68 years old, 68 combined years. Leonard and Hearns were 25 and 23. Big difference. They're trying to equate one fight with the other. I don't think that works.
Well, I have to admit, I haven't seen Crawford recently, so I don't know how well he's aging. But boy, I haven't seen that much deterioration, and it just seems like people are going longer. I mean, Tom Brady, 45, 46 years old, and there's more and more of that going on. Steph Curry is 35.
Steph Curry, the greatest basketball player of all time?
No. he's the most wonderful basketball player of all time.
Time out. What does that mean? What does that mean? I asked you if he's the greatest. He said
There's never been anyone better to root for. He's just a phenomenon. I mean, he's been the spark plug for four NBA titles. He's unlikely. He's small. He's a good guy. He's humble. I mean, in a way, he's not, but I just like everything about the guy.
Interesting. You know, how can I put this?
Michael Jordan, by the way, is the best basketball player of all time.
You think so? Michael Jordan is?
Yeah.
You know, when Steph Curry threw that half court shot against the Memphis Grizzlies, or I think that's who it is, like 5 or 6 years ago, I said to myself, man, that's it. The Grizzlies never came out. They couldn't play in the second half. I don't think there's ever been a player that's been able to shut down. I mean, totally. I mean, good Lord. Him and Jordan, I guess that's up there. But Michael Jordan, the greatest of all time. Where does Wilt Chamberlain rank?
Well, I think he's the greatest center. I liked a lot of things about Shaq, too. But Wilt Chamberlain, I mean, I don't think we'll ever know how good he was, because until he got to the 76ers, when he played with the Warriors, he didn't have that good a supporting cast, and he had to go against the Celtics with you know, Russell, who was almost as good as he was and better in a couple of ways, and just a really great system and seven or eight players who, you know, all of whom would have started and started on the Warriors.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Now you mentioned Bill Russell. He was, of course, a player coach. How come he doesn't get called as far as being the top five of greatest players of all time? I mean, he really had an influence, a player and a coach.
But it was a team thing, and I don't think he was a coach that long, but what made him a great coach was that he was the first black coach. You know, it was just like at the end of his career and the end of the Celtics run, but he definitely got that accolade just in time, and it was part of his mystique. I mean, what an all-around guy. As a basketball player, I don't know. I mean, he'd be an asset to any team, but he was kind of like Bill Walton, except with less shooting ability. So, you know, he had longevity, too, and as a person, I think he was a factor.
Who was the coach at UCLA? Tom, what's his name? Tom Wooden?
John Wooden.
Yeah, John Wooden. I remember what somebody came to say, Bill Walton smoking marijuana. He goes, let him.
That doesn't surprise me. I think that he had a lot of personal interaction with Walton, and as a mentor, you know, told him, you shouldn't do that kind of stuff. But I think he knew what was going on and was kind of tolerant.
Okay, so you're predicting the Eagles to roll, even though they're only a point and a half favorites, huh?
Oh, I don't think they'll roll. I just think that if I were betting, I don't bet. I really don't bet. But, yeah, I would pick the Eagles.
Last question. Let's bring it back to the newspaper world. Are newspapers, does the Chronicle, is this successful? Do they make money?
The Chronicle has been kind of. I mean, the Hearst Corporation has propped them up, but what happened was they kind of invested the money when the Chronicle was in the red and kind of rolled them back into the black with the cutbacks and keeping a lot of really great people on staff. The problem with the Chronicle is that the readership is older than we are. And, you know, you just wonder how much longer that can last. The problem with the newspaper industry is not so much that journalism is dead. It's that newspapers are not viable because you can't afford to deliver them to the doorstep anymore. And people, they just never monetize the online factor of newspapers to the point where they could survive the way they were.
You know, I had a paper route, and I sold newspapers on 24th and Mission, Santa Rosa and Mission, 29th and Church, the whole nine yards, different spots in the city. I made good money on selling newspapers. I think we got 3 cents a paper, and I would make like $7 or $8 a night. That was only like 12, 13 years old. It was great money. I miss newspapers.
I do, too. I also delivered newspapers as a kid. And although I didn't actually hawk them on street corners or anything, before I actually delivered papers, what made me want to was I'm from Portland, Oregon. And at the annual, the Rose Festival parade every June, there'd be all these kids doing that, and I was like, I want to do that. Right. When I'm a bigger boy, I'm going to do that.
Colin, let me wish you all the best. Have a good Super Bowl day. It's always good to talk to you. Much love. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Pedro.
The great Colin Seymour, folks, Bay Area extraordinaire as far as writing is concerned. I mean, he was gifted. He is gifted, no doubt about that, but he's retired now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Guess where I'm going after the bell? Ray Leonard and me, Training, 1989.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, Packrat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Okay, let me set this up properly. It's 1989. We were in West Palm Beach, Florida. Ray Leonard and I, of course, I was training around him. Not with him, around him. I ran with him, but I didn't train with him. Per se, nobody could train with Ray Leonard. That's what a superior athlete he really is. Of course, the greatest athlete, I think, in the profound in the world of boxing, without a doubt. I mean, the way he could run, he could play football, basketball, the whole nine yards, baseball. Ray Leonard was an accomplished athlete, no doubt about that. Now, let's go back in time. Me and Ray Leonard, Unplugged, 1989.
Ray, 19 years boxing now, Olympic gold medalist, 5 world titles. What more is there for you to attain?
Well, Pedro, for me, I just like to do what I want to do. You know, for me, boxing has been such an integral part of my life, opening doors, creating better avenues for me and other people. And as long as I still can do it, you know, I say, why not? I don't complain about getting up in the mornings to do world work. You've ran with me a number of times. And I enjoy the competition. This is a part of my life, and for as long as I can do it.
You're 33 years old, but because of your layoff, and you were off for a couple of years, how old is Ray Leonard's body physically?
Well, you know, I never put an age on my body because I think once I do that, I limited myself to the duration of time I have left in the ring. I put no relevance to how old I am. I think it's just a matter of how I feel. I think it's a matter of what I exhibit in the ring. And outside the ring, that pretty much equates my age.
The hunger is still there?
The hunger is always there. People fail to realize that I love to win. I love the challenge. I thrive on winning. I thrive on victory. And if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't be in here working out as hard as I do. I wouldn't be taking my body through rigorous workouts, training, road work, dealing with the media, scrutiny of exploitation. I wouldn't deal with that.
If Little Ray or Bobo, you've got two boys now. Ray, Little Ray is not little anymore. He wears your clothes, or you wear his.
Well, I wear his. Well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't wear his clothes anymore. I think he's a large. I'm still a medium.
Okay. What if Little Ray or Bobo wanted a box? Would you approve of that?
You know, that's a very interesting question. If he really wanted to, but I also would make him realize the comparison would be too much. You're talking about peer pressure for young people. That's an enormous amount of pressure because of comparison to his old man. I wouldn't want to see that happen. And thank God, Little Ray has his own mind. He's more musically inclined. He loves athletics. He more so wants to play basketball and football.
What about Bobo? He's quite a character.
If anything, Bobo, Jarrell, I don't know. He's very precocious. I think he has the ambition and the talent to be a politician.
Ray, if either of them had a repaired retina, had a damaged retina, had it repaired, how would you feel about letting them box again?
You know, Pedro, that is too hypothetical to even say because, you know, being a parent, naturally you fear the risk factor. But I think in order for my son to be happy, he has to do what he wants to do. If it's productive, you know, people say, well, Ray, it's inexplicable that you returned to the ring. You suffered an injury, a very serious injury. But I think we must appreciate medical technology, the advancement, arthroscopic surgery. You have a lot of people, a lot of athletes that suffer the same injury, football, baseball, soccer, every type of physical contact sport. But because of who I am, because of the individualism of my particular sport, I am pretty much singled out.
You told me before that you're an amateur ophthalmologist.
I think I am because from personal experience, personal evaluation, I think being a spokesman, I think I've been able to understand the anatomy of retinal surgery.
In your own words, you've created your own destiny. You've through free agency. How did that start?
Well, I've watched great fighters in the past without naming them. And I've always said, you know, what happens afterwards? Because I've always hated the term boy, although a lot of people don't mean it the way they say it, but I think it's the tone of voice that you use, or my fighter. And, you know, and my fighter is boxing terminology of saying, you know, I represent this young man. But sometimes I have problems saying, that's my fighter. You know, that's who I represent. And I never wanted to want to say, that's my fighter, because I'm no one fighter but my own.
Is Andrew Maynard your fighter?
Andrew Maynard is my client. He is my protege. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to stumble and say, my fighter. But I think it's what's from the heart that people are able to perceive what you really mean.
Okay, Maynard is an Olympic gold medalist. You've got another kid down here, a Canadian named Dan Sherry. He's looking pretty promising.
Well, Dan Sherry, you know, he's a young man that I also have high hopes. And there are people that say, well, these guys are just ordinary fighters. Well, with the exception of Andrew because of his Olympic exposure. But one thing about it, if anything, I prefer to have a young man that is self-motivated, that has self-discipline, that's productive, that's clean-cut, as opposed to having a guy that's world-beater. Because the guys that I have are very decent young men.
You've easily almost made $100 million in the ring. Where will it stop? You're taking it one fight at a time, am I right?
One fight at a time. You hit it right on the head. One fight at a time. People say, well, Ray don't know when to quit. His ego and his arrogance and this and that makes him continue. That's right. That's what makes me who I am. Because if you didn't have confidence in yourself, you can't make it in this world. Let it be business or athletics. You got to have some type of confidence.
Okay, let's talk about the rematch with the Hitman from Detroit, Thomas Hearns. We're about a week away now. How do you feel about this fight? This is the first time that you've fought in a guy again that you've already beaten.
I feel great. You know, I've been working on a variation of styles with variation of opponents and challengers. I hate calling them sparring partners sometimes, but the young men that I work with are fast, and I feel this way, that they are so tenacious in so many rounds that if I can contend with them, I can contend with anybody. I'm looking forward to a big fight with Tommy Hearns. I am prepared for whatever he should do. I've worked on balance. I've worked on peripheral vision. I've worked on counterpunching. I worked on strong punches, body shots. You know, the other day, all body shots. One day, I worked on defense, offense. I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, I watched it the other day. In case, when Hearns gets hurt, he has a habit of grabbing. I mean, like Hulk Hogan, headlocks, hammer locks, the works. I watched you physically push your sparring partners off. I mean, physically, you were rough.
Well, that would be the case, too, because I watched him with James Kitchen, and the way he grabbed Kitchen, if anything, you know, Tommy Hearns held on for dear life. It was ugly, but it was survival. But I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, Tommy says that you're shot. He says that you say that he's shot. He says that you're shot. Is the biggest fight in the history of boxing a battle between two shot warriors?
I don't necessarily feel that I'm shot. And I don't particularly agree that Tommy's shot. I think Tommy's had some problems in the past and in his previous performances. But total shot, no. He still wins. He's perseverance.
So how does Ray Leonard see the fight? June 12th, the bell's about to ring, Ray.
It depends on how Tommy approaches the fight. You know, speculation that he's going to try to outbox me, he can't do that. I don't care how much he rides a bicycle. As far as trying to knock me out with one punch, I've been hit by a light heavyweight. You know, so the punch is not a factor. If anything, if you had asked me this question 3.5 months ago and I wasn't training, then I have a problem. I don't have a problem with Tommy Hearns.
You told me that to tell Tommy, I quoted you in Flash magazine, is knocking me out is not a reality.
It's not a reality. You know, Tommy Hearns, he's living this this world that he's still the hitman. He should get away from that nickname. That nickname doesn't fit anymore.
The last couple of fights, he's resembled the Hurt Man.
Well, he's been more so on the receiving end of the pitcher now. So if anything, I'm going there to win. I don't care what happens, I'm going there to win.
Okay, Ray, let's talk about you. Who's your archenemy, Roberto Duran? He's still around.
He's not my archenemy. You know, he's not...
Ray, you haven't talked to Duran lately.
To be honest with you, I hate this. I can't say it on television. No, I don't mean... We have verbal confrontations, and we say things about each other. I think that's the nature of the sport. But there is no direct animosity towards Duran. I respect Duran from what he's achieved in boxing, because naturally he's contributed to the sport of boxing, and he's brought more attention. If anything, if we should meet, the best man is going to win.
Did he cheat you out of your just desserts when he quit on you in the 8th round?
I don't think he cheated me out of anything. I don't know why people feel that way. If anything, he cheated himself out of being claimed the greatest. Okay.
Duran, Leonard, Nunn. I mean, there's a chance you're going to fight all these guys. First of all, let's talk about Michael Nunn. We had that confrontation that Pedro instigated in Las Vegas when we were out there on the floor, and I said you came off tonight. You were perceived on HBO as being fearful of Michael Nunn. Let's get the record straight. Are you scared of Michael Nunn?
When you asked me, Pedro, I was on the dance floor at Botany's. I was dancing. I didn't think about Michael Nunn. But if anything, I think Michael Nunn is really a great fighter and a great champ. He represents the championship very well. He's not a great fighter yet. That's too premature. Because just tell you how people feel. All of a sudden now, Michael Nunn was a guy that couldn't pack a punch, a guy that was a boring fighter. All of a sudden now, he knocks out Colin Bay. He the greatest thing since Mom's apple pie. I mean, they should really stick to what they're saying. Before I became great, or if they considered me great, I had to beat Hearns, Duran, Hagler. I don't believe in greatness. There was only a few great fighters. That was Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Louis, and Rocky Marciano.
Okay. Any closing comments?
I can't wait to June 12th.
Good enough, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You going to run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Okay.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
A very humbling experience. We've got to run with Ray Charles Leonard. Yes, he was named after Ray Charles, the singer, but Ray Charles Leonard is the greatest athlete I've ever seen in the history of boxing. I kid you not. I have never seen a greater athlete ever. Speaking of great athletes, next week, topping a Showtime showbox card, of course, talking about Ismael Villarreal. We've had him on the show in the past. They call him Melo. Of course, 12-0, 8 KOs coming to us from the Bronx, I believe. Of course, taking on an undefeated lad. There's no doubt about that. I mean, when you fight a guy by the name of Boss Man, who comes to us from Flint, Michigan, you might think he can fight a little bit as well. 12-0, 5 KOs. He beat COVID. Boss Man Holmes beat COVID. That's going to be the main event on the 17th of February, but it's going to be a good fight on, without a doubt, good fight on... Showbox and Showtime. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to a break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
I miss him. He was a good guy, Hector Camacho. When he wasn't coked out, he was one of the most wonderful people in the world to be around. When he was coked out, it was a different story. Check this out. The Showbox card, I just mentioned a little bit earlier, the aforementioned Showbox card, of course, February 17th, come Topeka, Kansas, the boxing hotbed that it's not. Anyway, as I said, Villarreal 12-0, 8 KOs. Of course, he is associated with the boxing PhD, Socrates Palmer, who appears on our Saturday show. That's at 154 pounds. He's going to take on the undefeated Andrew Holmes, the boss man, 12-0 with 5 KOs. The Showbox triple header pits six fighters with a combined record, get this, 68-2-1 with 33 knockouts. Co-main event, Michelle Lopez in a 14-1. With 5 KOs, not too much of a puncher there. Denver, Colorado looks to get his fourth straight bout after suffering his first pro loss on Showbox when he takes on Edward Vasquez, 13-1, 3 KOs. These guys can't punch. Where do they get these guys that can't punch in a 10-round featherweight bout? The telecast opener will be two unbeaten knockout artists and former NCAA college football player Kurt Scobie, 10-0 with 8 knockouts, taking on Australia's John the Beast Manu, 7-0 with a draw on 4 KOs. February the 17th, I think that's a Friday night on Showbox from Topeka, Kansas. It should be pretty good. I want you to keep an eye on Mr. Villarreal. He's our house fighter without a doubt. He's a guy that I'm trying to put some money on him, but I can't find him online. I mean, I find a couple other fights online a bit, but I can't find his fight online. So I'm trying to bet it, and I can't right now. So straight up, Ismael Villarreal, he's our guy. Hopefully he will be successful next Saturday. Of course, it's a tough test for him. Anytime he fights somebody that's undefeated, things can happen. Somebody's O's got to go unless it's a draw. February 18th, Mauricio Lara and Lee Wood are going to hook it up for the WBA 126-pound title, 122-pound title on the line. This is the guy I would like to see the Noah Inouye fight, Luis Nery, after he fights Stephen Fulton. If he can't beat Fulton, he's done. But if he beats Fulton, he takes on Nery next. Nery's going to take on a guy by the name of Azat Hovsnin. That's going to be February 18th on DAZN. February 23rd, John Ramirez and Luis Padilla. That's going to be on DAZN as well. Who knows those guys? I don't know, up-and-comers. February 25th, get this, BLK Prime. I thought they went bankrupt.
Adrian Broner is going to take on Mike Williams. Adrian Broner, of course, at one point in time, he could really fight, but that was a long, 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 long time ago. March the 11th. Looks like this will be on DAZN. Oh, no, it's on Showtime. Tim Zhu, the undefeated lad, the son of Kasia Zhu, the former world junior welterweight champion from Australia. Of course, ran into Ricky Hatton, got a real surprise there. Ooh. Anyway, taking on Tony Harrison. Tony Harrison, one of the only guys, no, the only guy to beat Jermell Charlo, the 154-pound Charlo. Of course, he lost in a rematch to him, but he's going down to Australia to fight Tim Zhu for the WBO 154-pound trinket. It's going to be on Showtime March the 11th, coming to us from the Kudos Bank Arena in Sydney, Australia. Callum Smith going to take on Powell Stepien's March the 11th, but I'm looking further down the schedule, man. Gilberto Ramirez, I mean, I wish he would just go away. Xerto Ramirez, of course, he pulled all those punches that last fight. He didn't even try to win in the fight. Gabe Rosado. Gabe Rosado going to step up to 175 pounds from, what, 160? Give me a break. Looking at the rest of the title, the upcoming schedule, the big fight, the fight that I'm really super high on, without a doubt, David Benavidez and Caleb Plant. David Benavidez, I think, is the future of boxing. The future could have been by now, but, of course, he screwed up and messed things up as far as cocaine and not being solid, making the weight and things like that. Anyway, he's going to take on Caleb Plant. Caleb Plant has only lost one fight, and, of course, that was to that was to Canelo Alvarez. Now, you know, Benavidez says he's going to do this. Caleb Plant saying, look, you better not be on coke, that kind of good stuff. March 25th, it'll be on pay-per-view from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. But I think this has a good chance that be the fight of the year. I just think so. I think the Ryan Garcia, Tank Davis fight, of course, people are really high on that. But I think this fight here will set a precedent as to who's going to be the next future pound-for-pound king in boxing. I don't think it'll be at 135. I think it'll be at 168 pounds. I think that will be David Benavidez. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a two-hour production, of course, for the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Today's producer was Anthony Sandoval. I thank him from the bottom of my heart. Straight up, this is your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Saturday and Sundays on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. WBC TV and Veev TV as well. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next time, peace, love, and take care of yourself. 'Cause I can